And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day morning here in Southeast Kansas. We hope you are doing fantastically. And joining us from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce, we have Candy Westbrook in studio with us. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Coffeyville. I am doing great.
And it's good to hear from you today. And of course, one of the things that was going on today was the business over breakfast. So just tell us a little bit about what happened over there this morning.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, our sponsor today was Coffeyville Community College. And we were excited because we got to hear from Dr. Marlon Thornburg, who is the president of the college. And I won't go through everything he shared today because they had so much great information. But a couple things I did want to highlight. One, I think we're really blessed to have our college. They really are a college of excellence. And they've recently received several recognitions in publications and some other things just for their excellence and the work that they do. And so we are blessed that they continue to support our community. They are really great about partnerships. I mean, that's the key, is to make sure that what they're doing at the college is to help our community, help our workforce. And so they're constantly working and partnering with different entities. For example, the city of Coffeyville, they partner with them to help out with their lineman program. And I found out today that 60% of the linemen from the city come from the college program. So I think that's awesome. They also partner with CRMC. I think there's four different health programs that if it wasn't for the hospital being there and taking on those students to help them get through the program, we wouldn't have some of the nurses that we have. And right now with the shortages in healthcare, we need all we can. So I'm so excited about that great partnership they have. I did want to say something that I don't think necessarily everybody realizes. One of our challenges in our region is taxes, of course. Everybody, you know, we all worry about high taxes. And sometimes there's questions about why we have two colleges in, you know, in our county. But Marlon shared something today that I thought was excellent. For every $1 that is brought in on the tax roll, $4.65 are returned out into the community in investment. So it's a really good return on investment. I mean, our college does really wonderful in just supporting our community. So we're excited about that. Marlon also shared that they are working on the development of that wellness center that we talked about a few weeks ago. So they're going to be doing some fundraising this year and kind of working on some details of that. But hopefully in a couple of years, we'll start to see a new wellness center that'll be open not just for the students, but for our community. So that was great.
That's huge.
Big. We also had Mike Shook, who is the director of the Electric and Power Company. And again, like I said, Mike was talking about the partnership with the college, too, and how wonderful that is. But the main thing Mike shared with us that I asked him to talk about today was just the impact of last year's big storm around this time. I think it was like end of January, beginning of February, I think is when it was. But if you all remember, we had rolling blackouts. We had negative temperature. It was crazy. Pretty much the town shut down for a few days. And it caused a lot of challenges with electric, not just here in Coffeyville, but across the nation. All the electrical companies had a problem. Financial impact was huge. So, for example, a normal month for our electric power company is $3 million, is about how much they spend on electric. In that 10-day period, last year was $8 million. It was crazy. Normal average prices for, I think, the nation is $30 a megawatt. They saw spikes up to $5,000 a megawatt. It was just crazy. And so they have worked so hard not to have that impact us. I mean, it still did. I mean, we saw some increases in bills, but they really minimized that as much as they could and worked hard to make sure that they were helping us. Part of that is because they are partnered with GRDA, the Grand River Dam Authority, and to provide us extra electricity to make sure that we are, you know, supported here. But we're just blessed to have them here doing that. The city has owned our electric company since 1901. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I had no idea. So we are just, that's awesome that we have that. And I thank them for their work. Okay. A few other things. A couple events to put on your calendar that were announced today. One is Mardi Gras is back. The Coffeyville Rotary Club puts that on every year, but it's a community event. So everybody can go. So much fun. Oh my gosh. I love it because I like to dress up in costumes. So But it's a great night. It's also a fundraiser night. All the money goes back to the community. So that is February 19th. Mark your calendar. We're going to be taking registrations on that. If you have questions, call me at the chamber. I am on the planning committee for that. And then, of course, the radio announced that the Farm and Home Show date has been set March 4th and 5th. Always a big event in town. We love that one. So mark your calendars for that coming up. I know we have a lot more events starting to come up, but it's like right after the holidays, people are still kind of getting back in the groove of everything. So I'm sure in the next week or two, I will be able to share a lot more events. So stay tuned for that next week. A couple last final announcements. So Salvation Army today announced that, you know, every year during December, they do a bell ringing campaign for our community. $16,000 was raised, and that will all go back to families in need here in Coffeyville. So thank you for everybody that, you know, dropped a little coin into that little red bucket. I got to do bell ringing one day. It was that day it was super windy and hot, and I was wearing a sweater because it was December, and then, of course, it gets hot and windy. It was crazy, but I love seeing that. So that was very, very exciting. Couple other quick things that I know have been kind of in the news and I wanted to talk about because I'm getting questions about, do we have events? Do we not have events? We know there's a spike happening with the virus cases all across the nation and even here in our county. And testing supplies are short right now. So I don't know if you've seen that, but that's kind of a big thing in the news that they can't even find supplies to do some of the tests. However, I wanted to give everybody some hope on that. The CDC did come out and shortened the quarantine to 5 days. So there's different reasons for it. You probably want to read the full article and the news story on it. But I just want to say that gives kind of a little hope that, you know, if they're shortening that, that they do think that the strength of the virus and the variant that's happening right now is not as intense. And I do know that the WHO also came out and said that the latest virus variant is more resistant to the vaccine, which me and you were just talking about. So, you know, it's going to be one of those things that it probably will still see some more increase in cases, but maybe not to the severity, and we'll just have to get kind of that herd immunity a little bit. So, but still do your part. Please be careful while you're out there. Make sure that you are taking care of yourself, wearing your mask if you can, and just taking care of business. Oh, gosh, workforce, still a challenge in this area and, of course, across the nation. But I will say right here in town, there are several job openings. You can go on Facebook. I know some of the companies haven't posted there. You can go to Indeed.com. I've seen several local ones there. Later this week, I'm getting ready to post a bunch of jobs on the Chamber job board as well. So jump on our website and check those out. Some full-time jobs, but I know there's a lot of cashier jobs open right now, too. And most people are thinking, oh, I don't want a cashier job, but it's the perfect second job. So if you've already got a job, you just needed extra cash, that's a great one. Or somebody maybe that's retired, just wants to pick up a little extra. So lots of those opening. And again, I will have those on our website in the next few days. Only another thing I wanted to talk about that I shared today at our Business Over Breakfast is the big event that we have coming up. That is the Chamber Annual Dinner. It is coming up on Friday, January 21st. And I wanted to let everybody listening in know that this is open to the entire community. And in fact, we want the entire community to come because one of the things that we do is celebrate all the awards of, you know, the Business of the Year, Rising Star, the Best Citizen, Volunteer, all those. And so the more people there to celebrate these wonderful people, the better. Along with that, it's also a tradition. We've been having this meeting for over 100 years. So we share our year in report and all the highlights from the chamber. We also have a very special guest speaker coming this year, thanks to our sponsor, Community State Bank. Mr. Craig Flowers is going to be speaking this year at the dinner. Google him. He is an amazing, very inspirational guy, and he's going to be coming and talking with us. And finally, we will have a very scrumptious dinner and, of course, our signature cocktails. We have games. We even have magic coming. Ooh. So you get to have a full night out of fun and festivity. So we'd love to have you come. Give us a call at the Chamber. We can get you hooked up on tickets. They're $40 a ticket, or you can purchase tables as well. So, and I think that is all I had for this year, except for I just want to say I'm already starting to see some exciting new businesses maybe considering coming to Coffeyville. So we're going to be seeing some growth this year. We're seeing some growth in our housing market right now. And so that's exciting as well. And I wanted to give one last shout out. Somebody came up to me yesterday and they said, you know, when everybody was going through the challenges back in 2020, 2021, we saw a lot of businesses close in a lot of towns. And, you know, we didn't see that in Coffeyville. And I think it's because our businesses learned to adapt. They're hardworking. They're very determined, have a lot of grit. And they had the support of our citizens, the city, the chamber. So we didn't see as many of those closures and those things that happened. So I am so excited about that. And I think that's a true sign of what's to come over the next couple of years. And I'm excited. So
absolutely. So good stuff going on. So Candy, if anybody wants to talk to you, maybe they're starting a business here in town and they would like to join the chamber, or maybe they have an existing business and they would like to join the chamber, or any other questions, how can they get a hold of you guys?
All right. So you can, of course, call anytime, 251-2550. Real quick on that, because I forget all the time. When you dial now, you have to dial 620. So I think everybody knows that out there, but every once in a while, even I forget. And I'm like, why is my number not going through? So just a reminder to the listeners out there. But yes, call 251-2550. You can email me. My email is on our website. You can message on Facebook, or we'd love to have you come in the office, and we'd be happy to sit down and talk with you about anything.
All right. Well, again, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you again next Wednesday.
Sounds perfect. See you then.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll take your calls. If you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, give away, or if you want to answer today's Wilson Medical Center question of the day, right here on the Mighty 690.